Maryland man mistakenly deported there.
The government, in this case, the Trump administration, is asserting a right to stash away residents of this country in foreign prisons without the semblance of due process that is the foundational of our constitutional order.
President Trump continues to insist there was cause for his deportation and listing a series of allegations.
This is the man that the Democrats are wanting us to fly back from El Salvador to be a happily ensconced member of the USA family.
Trump said today negotiations to win the war in Ukraine need to come to some conclusions soon. If not, he says, the U.S. will have to take a pass. Stacey Lynn reports the federal judiciary wants more money to keep judges safe.
In a letter to Congress, it's asking for more funding to keep the federal courthouses safe at a time when threats have escalated. They call the current funding levels unsustainable, nearly $50 million less than what the courts requested just for security. More than five dozen judges handling lawsuits against the Trump administration are already receiving enhanced online security screening. That typically includes scrubbing their personal info from the internet. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
There's a new federal website for COVID information, and it looks a lot different from the old one. Here's Alexander Tin.
The White House is touting a new website titled LabLeak, the true origin of COVID-19, which has replaced an earlier webpage published by the Department of Health and Human Services that used to provide resources for how to find tests and vaccines for the virus.
The suspect in the Florida State University shooting remains hospitalized.
The suspect continues to receive treatment at one of our local hospitals. He did receive significant injuries in this event and will require a significant amount of time in that facility.
Tallahassee Police Chief Lawrence Revel says once he's released, he will be moved to a detention center and charged with murder. Two people died and five others are hospitalized after the shootings. Good Friday observances have taken place in Rome. CBS's Chris Livesay on whether the Pope will be taking part in the services.
Are we going to see him on Easter? Officially, he's not supposed to make any appearances, but it's become clear now Pope Francis makes those decisions, nobody else.
The 88-year-old Pope was recently hospitalized for 5 weeks with double pneumonia. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
Actor Rob Lowe had a strange encounter with a Hollywood tour guide. CBS News correspondent Michael Wallace with that.
Lowe was walking in Beverly Hills near Rodeo Drive when the tour bus driver spotted him and told his passengers, "Look, it's John Stamos." Lowe quickly corrected the guide.
Am I John Stamos?
No!
No!
Lowe laughed it off, to the driver's relief.
Hey, but thank you for your crew energy, man.
Right. Lowe posted the video to his Instagram, where a rival Hollywood bus tour company replied, "We would never." Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The new acting IRS commissioner's out of a job just days after he got it. Gary Shapley, who as an IRS agent testified about investigation into Hunter Biden's taxes, will be the fourth IRS leader since President Trump took office in January. I'm Cammy McCormick, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day, a high in the low 50s. Then some showers return on Sunday, more clouds, highs to the upper 40s. With rain chances continuing into Monday. Currently at 64 degrees.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Rhonda, you look so fine, and I know I wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Rhonda, help me get her out of my heart. Help me, Rhonda, help, help.
Hits on WRJN. Welcome into the weekend. Here we are just after 6 o'clock. Brewer baseball coming up at 6:40 tonight for the pregame show. The A's are in town for a three-game weekend set. We've got all the games for you all this weekend here on WRJN. But until then, Timeless Hits.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get street.
Sail on, silver girl. Sail on.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Scene is turned to WRJN for local news and now timeless hits too. Hey, Chris Morrow, glad you're along as we fill a few minutes until Brewer baseball. The pregame coming up at 6:40 tonight. WRJN.
Okay, so your heart broke. You sit around hoping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about time. Well, before you do anything rash,
Diana Ross, The Supremes on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Welcome into the evening. Welcome into the weekend. That means a full lineup of weekend stuff coming up here tonight. Starting with baseball tonight, Saturday and Sunday. Then we've got Rick Johnson, the capsule countdown a couple of times on Saturday morning at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel in with Rock and Roll Never Forgets at 10 o'clock Saturday. And Lou Ragani with the Music of the Stars, a special Sunday morning from 7 till noon. But until then, it's Timeless Hits and then Brewer Baseball here on WRJN.
Today is WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles, with showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G at Gurney Mills. Discover a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Action figures, pro wrestling merch, sports memorabilia, great Easter gifts with their own uniquely sweet charm. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Craving something sweet? Linda's Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda's Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Step into Comet Smoke. Comet Smoke has it all. CBD, vapes, Delta 9, premium cigars, accessories, and wellness products for sleep and stress relief. This 420, Comet Smoke is celebrating you with 20% off store-wide. All this week through April 20th. Stock up on your favorites. Open weekdays from 10 till 7, Saturdays 10 till 5, Sundays noon till 5. Comet Smoke, 9549 South Chicago Road in Oak Creek. Additional questions, call 414-865-0980. Comet Smoke wishes you a happy 420.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Tonight, the light.
Carole King composition done by the Shirelles, Will You Still Love Me on WRJN. You're home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. Thank goodness we have a roof at AmFam Field. The game gets underway just after 7 tonight. Pre-game coming up in just a few minutes here on WRJN. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game. And I leave you with the Buckinghams. It's kind of a drag.
Kind of a drag.
WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights starting May 3rd. It's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Today I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. And to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I'm gonna get lost in your rock and roll.
thanks for the joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At the track, wall gone. Sal Frelick gets into one to right center.
Track to the wall. Goodbye. Back-to-back games with a home run for Rhys Hoskins.
Tonight, the crew welcome the Athletics to Milwaukee and the beautiful American Family Field.
Malloy turns. He's a spectator. It is sailing. It is gone. Christian Yelich.
Third ball right back to Quintana. Fields it, throws to second for one. The turn to first is in time. Oh, what a job by Quintana.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Brewers and the A's get set to open up a three-game series here tonight as the homestand continues in Milwaukee. Hello, everybody, and welcome to American Family Field alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Ken Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here tonight as we get the On Deck Show built by Menards underway. Brewers, after that series victory over the Tigers, 2-1, look to keep the momentum for this homestand going against a very good upstart Athletics squad. The A's come to town after sweeping the Chicago White Sox down in Chicago earlier this week. Brewers handing the ball to their ace tonight, right-hander Freddy Peralta. It'll be right-hander JT Ginn making his second start of the big league season here tonight for the A's. We'll talk to Josh when we come back after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible Care Credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bagel, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
Repeat.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from American Family Field here in Milwaukee. Brewers and A's getting set to open up this three-game series as the Brewers wrapping up the homestand here this weekend against the Athletics. It's been a lot of American League to start the year for the crew, Josh, but I thought it was a really good series win over the Tigers, and now you try to keep the momentum going against an A's club that I think nobody in baseball would sleep on this squad, but maybe if you're a casual fan, you don't understand, but you will soon. This is a really talented club.
Well, the White Sox are what the White Sox are, Lane, but the Athletics demolished them before they got here in a three-game sweep. The aggregate score in that series, it was the A's 23 and the White Sox 4. They just blew them out for three straight days down there in Chicago. So they bring a lot of momentum with them. They've got a lot of very young, talented players. The name to know is Tyler Soderstrom. He now leads Major League Baseball in home runs. So there are some guys that are playing very, very well as they come to American Family Field for this series.
I mean, the A's were kind of active in the offseason, maybe to the surprise of some. When we left Oakland last year, we thought this was a talented core of position players, young position players with a bright future. But they put some money into pitching. Tonight we're going to see a guy they acquired in the Chris Bassitt trade, but we'll see Luis Severino over the weekend as well. So they put a little money into their rotation.
The two guys that they put money into essentially are going to pitch the next two nights in Luis Severino tomorrow, then the left-hander Jeffrey Springs on Sunday. Those were acquisitions that their last few years in Oakland, they never would have made.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So Brewers will see Ginn tonight. He's a right-hander. It's just his second start of the season. He started the year in the minor leagues, but he was very good in his initial start for the A's. When we come back, we'll chat with the manager, Pat Murphy, after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Fellow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Sitco Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Sitco's money-saving Club Sitco app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Most things people do could be done more safely. Sometimes it's common sense. Sometimes it's innovating a better way. But it's always about minimizing risk. For this purpose, West Bend is willing to come check out your business and help minimize your risks. It's precisely because of thinking like this that West Bend has been keeping businesses and employees safe for over 125 years. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com. West Bend, the worst brings out our best.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The Pat Murphy Show is brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon.
Murph, you come off an off day after a really good series win against a good Detroit team, and after the first game to come back and play the way this team did in the final two games of the series, you had to be really pleased.
Yeah, I really was. Detroit is a good ball club. They pitch very, very well. We were able to just stay poised, and we pitched well ourselves. They're a good team, and we got a good team coming up this week. So we're looking forward to that, but it doesn't get any easier.
Yeah, just one last thing on Wednesday with Jose. I thought it was a great example of just a veteran guy. Not his best command right out of the gate, but a younger pitcher, that might have compounded itself, and he just stayed calm and found himself and gave you another really good start.
Yeah, he's really stepped in and done a beautiful job. I mean, he really has, and without great stuff, and that's why, you know, he's not getting paid the big bucks that I think he deserves. Just, you know, just a consummate professional. He's a pitcher. It's what pitching's all about. And he's making the most out of everything he has, and I just appreciate him on our side.
This is one of those really fun days because somebody gets to make their debut today, and Caleb Durbin, who I know you really were impressed with watching him throughout the course of spring training, and I'm sure you're excited to have him up here on the big league team.
I am. You know, I really like this kid. I know when Matt traded for him with Cortez for you know, one of the best relievers in the game, and Devin Williams, I knew that this kid was special. I saw him play in the fall league and was amazed by, despite his size, the way he played the game with the grit and just the element. It reminds you of an infield version of Sal Frelick, and hopefully he can get off to a good start. It's tough sometimes for a kid who went to Division III school and never dreamed of maybe that this could be possible. Now he's in the big leagues. I hope the moment slows down for him a little bit and he can, you know, find himself early in this process, so he doesn't need a bunch of adjustment time. But oftentimes it does take that. But hopefully he can hit the ground running and, you know, provide a big spark for us.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks,
Studebaker selection keeps you fueled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at Highway 31 in Spring and Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and A's getting set to open up game one of this three-game series here this weekend in Milwaukee. JT Ginn is on the mound for Oakland. Freddie Peralta for the crew tonight. Murph. This Oakland team, you mentioned, it's a very good team. This is a really talented and young position player group that they had. And we saw this a little bit last year when the Brewers went to Oakland. You could see the makings of a good core that they had.
We've had our hands full every time we play them. They got a great young group. They can bang. I mean, that offensive group can bang, and they're very talented. This kid on the mound tonight for them is very good. He's really tough on righties. Great two-seamer, great slider. I've got great respect for their ball club.
You look at the home run leaders, and Tyler Soderstrom has 9 already. Some people would say, well, that ballpark, how's it playing? But I think 6 of his 9 are on the road. I mean, this kid has really taken a huge leap forward after a year where he was up and down from the big league club last year.
No, he can hit. He's a great ball player. They've got a lot of great young players. A kid that leads off for him, Butler, is special. You know, we all know Rooker for how long. I mean, we know what this kid can do, the damage. Langer hands, these guys can hit. These guys can leave the yard at any time, any portion of the yard. Again, they're a very dangerous ball club, and we've got to do our best to just relentlessly stay on it and keep adding.
Murph, good luck out there tonight.
Thanks so much.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We are back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free designer. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Brewers and the Athletics begin the series coming up at American Family Field, Game 1 tonight. Welcome back to our On Deck Show. It's built by Menards, and the injury report is presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. A couple of very important injury rehab assignments where the pitcher is making a start tonight in the Brewers organization. Brandon Woodruff already through today up in Appleton. It was his second game of the assignment. Woodruff, 4 innings pitched against the Lansing Lugnuts. I think that's still their name. Woodruff, 4 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs. He walked 3, struck out 3, and threw 44 of his 68 pitches for strikes. Pat Murphy said at least 2 more starts he figures for Woodruff, and they would each be 5 innings. That'd be the goal. Meanwhile, Tobias Myers is pitching as we speak for Nashville, and this could be his final tune-up before getting activated and joining the big league rotation. And good news, Tobias looks great so far against the Charlotte Knights on the road. 3 scoreless innings. It's only given up 1 hit, 1 walk, and has 4 strikeouts in that game for the Nashville Sounds. We'll keep you posted on the final line for Tobias when he is finished. Let's move along to the keys to the game. They're presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. For the Brewers, you're going to have to control the man that Pat Murphy was just talking about with Lane. Tyler Soderstrom comes in leading Major League Baseball with those 9 home runs, but he's also hitting above 300. He's 6th in the American League in batting average, so this guy is off to an otherworldly start to the year. In the middle of that Athletics batting order, control Soderstrom tonight and all weekend. That could be the key to winning this series. Caleb Durbin, meanwhile, makes his Major League debut tonight for the Brewers, and he spoke with the media earlier today. You'll hear what he thought about coming up when we come back on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance,
like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Members of Liona are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. L-I-U-N-A, Wisconsin.org.
The on-deck show built by Menards continues before the series opener. It's the Brewers and the A's at American Family Field. As we've discussed, it'll be the big league debut for Caleb Durbin, batting 9th and playing 3rd for the Brewers here this evening. And Caleb met with the media earlier today to talk about the excitement of making his first ever appearance in the major leagues.
It's awesome. It feels great. It's you put on all this work, you know, throughout your entire life, and obviously, this is hopefully the start of another journey, but definitely a big milestone for me, and definitely going to enjoy it.
You made it pretty far in the camp. I'm sure there was some disappointment when you started in Nashville. How did you approach that? How did you channel that into something positive?
Yeah, I'm the type of guy, anything that doesn't really go my way, kind of use it as fuel. And that was kind of the... like you said, a little disappointing, obviously, knowing that there was competition with, you know, other guys in the mix that were playing really well. So, but you got to take it, and wanted to go to AAA and get my feet under me and keep doing my game, keep playing the way I play, and knowing that, you know, hopefully my opportunity will come.
What do you think you were doing well in the time you were in Nashville?
Just really felt like I had a really solid approach of just trusting my eyes, being aggressive, putting really good swings on the ball, and feeling really comfortable on the bases and on defense. And that's, you know, spring training is kind of where you try to find that, and I felt really good near the end of spring and was able to keep that rolling into Nashville.
I think most of your starts in the minors were at second base, but you played primarily third this year. Just how comfortable are you over there?
I think last year was really the first time I started a split time at third. And then obviously, like you said, this year, getting the majority of my reps over there. So anytime you can get as much game action at a position to make you feel more comfortable, the better.
How did Rick tell you?
So it was right before one of our hitters meetings, he just comes up to me and actually let me know that I gotten pulled from the lineup, and then didn't really tell me anything outside of that. So kind of had a idea right then and there, but came up to me on the field a little bit later while I was doing some defensive work and let me know I was going up, and it was really cool.
Your story is pretty incredible, given D3, you know, if
I can't say undersized, but at the same time, three different organizations have really liked you. What does it mean to finally reach this top now, given everything you faced?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I think it's hard for anyone. You know, definitely my journey is pretty unique, but I think just in general, anyone at this level has put in a ton of work. You know, I have a ton of respect for everyone who, even in pro ball, but really just getting to this level, I know how much work that I've had to put in to get here, and it's not easy, but at the same time, I think you just put your head down and work. You know, you're giving yourself the best chance, so it's kind of what it's been about for me.
What are you expecting as far as family and friends here tonight? How many people?
Yeah, so grew up not too far from here. Got about 30-something tickets for people. I know there's a ton of people that already got tickets before, you know, I could get them for them. So good amount of people for sure. Going to have a lot of friends and family here.
Any memorable calls to people once you got the news?
Yeah, I mean, I've been waiting to make that call to my family for a while, and my dad was my first call, and then unfortunately, my family wasn't all together, so I had to make separate calls to my siblings and my parents, but I think the only person who was tearing up was my mom, so that was, you know, almost got me, but making those calls to your family is what it's, you know, all about.
Earlier today, meeting with the media, Caleb Durbin. He'll bat ninth for the Brewers in his MLB debut. When we come back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, I'll get you the full lineups as the Brewers take on the Athletics. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's Pizza of the Month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Today is WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles, with showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G at Gurney Mills. Discover a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Action figures, pro wrestling merch, sports memorabilia, great Easter gifts with their own uniquely sweet charm. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WISCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus.